So today we're going to do Esok Shel Tevel. We began reading the Gemara and Rashi yesterday about Esok Shel Tevel. The Gemara itself never actually mentioned anything about Tevel. The Rishonim do, however. Just to clarify what exactly Tevel is, what Esok Tevel we're talking about, when the farmers would go collect all their fruit and vegetables on their abundant level and bring it into their house, and they finish all the melacha necessary for these fruit. So bring it to the house, there'd be a chiv hafrasha to separate truma 1/40, 1/50, or 1/60. The chiv to give ma'aser to the levi 1/10. And so long as the farmer did not give these trumas and ma'asers, the fruit had a status of tevel, and tevel is usher to be eaten. So since you cannot eat this tevel, it becomes a discussion in our Gemara whether that you could use such an eser. Again, the farmer who gathered all this eserogim, he hasn't separated the truma and ma'aser just yet, so as a shame tevel, are you allowed to use that for the esrog, the mitzvah of esrog? So we already read Rashi yesterday on Lamed Hey and Aleph. Rashi said esrog shel tevel, in fact, is a nafkamina between the two days of the Gemara. The Gemara says, why is esrog shel arla possible? Either it's possible because ein ba mamon, or it's possible because ein ba heter achila. So esrog shel tevel would be a nafkamina because esrog shel tevel, on one hand, is usher to be eaten. Yeah, on the other hand, it has a din mamon. That's what Rashi says. So it comes out, esrog shel tevel is asur b'achila, and therefore not considered lachem. However, Tosfos comes along. We didn't read the Tosfos yet. Hopefully everybody got an opportunity to read it. Tosfos in the bottom, Lam Hem and Aleph, Di Ramatza Asi Lachem Lechem Lechem, writes as follows. Tema, Beper Kol Sha'a, De Ein Yotzini De Matza B'tevel, Midichsiv Lo Sochalav Chamech Shivas Yomim, Shivas Yomim Tochalav Matzos Yotza Misha Yisur Ala Mishim Bal Tochal Tevel. Tepik Leib, fine. So the Gemara says, why can't you use Tevel? Because Tevel, you can only use chametz. Sorry, matzah is only used where there's only the iser of chametz potentially, but not because there's another iser of tevel. If there's another iser involved in matzah, that's a problem. And since tevel is usher, that's why you can't use matzah. The Gemara Tosfos asks, "Tape glei mishum debeinin matzah mishalachem." No, the Gemara should have said the reason why you can't use tevel shem matzah because you need matzah mishalachem. You have to own matzah, as our Gemara here proved, we read yesterday. Matzah is also din lachem by matzah, even though it doesn't say lachem by matzah. We have a gezeir shava lechem lechem, so also you also have to have lachem by matzah. So tevel is not owned by you, so it should be possible. The tevel lo chashuv lachem. How do you know it's not lachem? Kidemucha chacha. The Gemara proves here gavi esrog. Where does it prove that esrog? You need that tevel is not lachem. The ad kan lo pligi beishame beishilel ela b'demai. Right, so we never read this in the Mishnah yet. The Mishnah said as follows. Let's go back to the Mishnah for a moment. The Mishnah Lamed Dalam Beis has a discussion by demai. We'll read from the top of the Mishnah again. Esog hagazel v'yavish pasul. Stolen or dried esog is pasul. Shel asheru avishil irne dachas pasul. Those two are also pasul because you have to burn those. Shel arla pasul as we discussed. Shel truma tmeya pasul. Shel truma Torah lo yital, you cannot use Torah, truma Torah lechachila ve'im natal kasher. Shel demai, what's the din of demai? What is demai? Do you know what demai is? Subject tevel. Why is it subject tevel? Because ami haaretz, right? We weren't sure if they're taking ma'aser or not. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. We weren't sure. So Chacham said, since it's a suffix, we're going to be machmir and call these demai. And anything you buy from am haaretz, you have to take ma'aser. So that's demai. Okay, so that so demai has some dirabanan status of tevel. So what's the din by demai? So the Gemara, the Mishnah says, shel demai beis shamai poslin. Beis shamai says you cannot use that of demai. Who beis hillel machshirin? Beis hillel allowed you to use machshirin. So machlok is about demai tevel dirabanan, if you will. So on that, Tosfos says as follows. Back to our Tosfos in the bottom of Lamed Hey, the ad kan lo pligi beis shamai beis hillel el b'demai. They were only arguing about demai. Mishum di'iboy mafkilei nichse v'havi ani v'chazilei. Tosfos is according to the Gemara on Lamed Hey and Beis, which we'll get to hopefully in a few days. That they're arguing about what demai was usher only to a regular person, but in ani, who didn't have the money, the Chum did not institute an iser derabanan. They said for the ani, he's allowed to eat demai because really bikar demidaraisa. It's not really ma'aser; it's just a suffix, and therefore we said the ani is allowed to take part in this demai. So Gemara says as follows, even me, who I'm not an ani, I could theoretically mafkir all my nechasim, and I'll be an ani, and therefore I could take part in this demai. So that potential, that migo di bayi mifka nechse, that allows me to eat demai. So they only argued by demai whether we such say such a migo if I want to be mafkir. About the tevel vade kuli modi, they only argued Beis Hillel was only makil by demai, which was only derabanan because you have this potential migo. But by tevel, the missionary mentioned vadai, even Beis Hillel will say it's usur. Beis Hillel was only make it by demai, which is their abundant. By tevel vadai, which is instead deraisa to eat it, that's for sure that you can't use an esrog shel tevel. So Tosa's question is basically as follows: why does the Gemara in Psachim say matzah shel tevel is possible because it's not because there's a second isur of tevel? It should be possible because we don't own it. I don't have shaychas to it. It's not considered lachem. So he answers, "V'yeshlomar the lo dami satsilmer the hod ein yachol latzeis be'esrog shel tevel." The reason why matzah is different than esrog, the reason why you can't use esrog shel tevel, the havi kimo esrog dishutfin, the yesh the kohen ulevi bochelak. Why? Because esrog shel tevel is shutfis. It's in my backyard. I grew it, but I have to give the kohen and the levi truma and meiser. So they have a chelak in this esrog. So it's shutfis. And that's not considered lachem. Lachem has to be exclusively mine for the purposes of esrog. But shel tevel becomes a partnership, and that's why it's disqualified. And Tosa says this is no different than vidomi. It's similar to la'achen shekanu esrog with tfisas habayis b'sofi yeshinochel. In the Gemara in Bava Basra, Kuvlam and Zayin Rebeis says an esrog with tfisas habayis is also considered shutfis. Anybody look that Gemara up? So well, you looked it up, yeah? So what does it say, Ed? Do you remember?
There's only one esrog, and if you can't use it, it's yotzei with the other brother. So if there are two esrogs, then you can, then one can take one esrog and can be yotzei with it, because the other brother can just come and take the second. Exactly. So basically, Tosfos thinks just like by this shutvis by tevel, the Yisrael and the Kohen Levi have the shutvis, so do I. Tosfos is a bias when the father dies and leaves over
some nechasim to these sons, so and they haven't divided it out yet, so they all have this global partnership. Each item is owned by everybody together, the shutvis. However, as Gary said, if there's another esrog to be taken, so I could say, okay, you take that one, then this one will be all mine. But if there's only one esrog, so then there's shutvis in that esrog. So Tosfos is assuming that Tosfos is a bias and tevel work the same way. Both of them have this din of shutvis. That's Shitas Tosfos. Just to finish up, Tosfos is not so important for our purposes right now, but he says, so that's why by esrog tevel is possible, because you don't have lachem. But when it comes to agave matzah, he writes, she'ochel, kishe'ochel mimeno kame zesim, when you eat so many zesim, im yesh mishelo kezayis yatzah, as long as you had a kezayis that was exclusively yours, right, this whole matzah, half of it is mine, half of it is yours. I don't know whose is whose, but if I have the whole matzah, I have five kezayisim, so I definitely had one kezayis that was fully mine. I didn't know which is which, but at least I had that. You don't need exclusive matzah eaten by myself. I have to have just in all the eatings, there has to be some kezayis that eventually was mine. But when it comes to esrog, esrog has to be exclusively yours. It cannot have any partnership. This also explains why by an isa shel tevel chayev es b'chala, k'demucha b'yushalmi. So it also explains by chala, why chala shel shutvis also is chayev. Okay, we don't have to read into that. So Rashi and Tosfos both agree that esrog shel tevel is pasul, but for different reasons. They both say it's also because of lachem. But Rashi says because it has no ein bo heter achila. You can't eat it, he says. That's what Rashi writes. Tosa says it's disqualified because it's shutvis. It's not lachem because of shutvis, not because of achila. Tosa was not bothered about the issue of the achila. And the question is, why not? Why wasn't Tosa bothered by the heter achila? Again, Rashi says esrog shel tevel is possible because you can't eat it. It's possible until I mafrish the chumar meiser, I can't eat this tevel. And Tosa says, no, it's not an issue. The reason why you can't use an esrog shel tevel is a different reason of lachem, that's because of shutvis, but he is not fazed by the isra achila. And the question is, why not? Any thoughts on that? Similar to what we've been saying in general about understanding lachem, the two ways to understand lachem. So, I think you can say as follows again. Lachem, how much is lachem a din in the gavra, a din in the, I won't say gavra, but more a prati to the person, the owner himself, or more some objective, as long as the hetach is somebody out there. So Rashi thinks that lachem, and we point out Rashi at English Shita, so has to be lachem to me, the owner, the one using the esok. I grew the esok in my backyard. It's esok shel tevel of mine. But l'may sami yisrael, I cannot eat this esok shel tevel. It won't be mutter to me to be eaten. And therefore, Rashi says it's possible because achila. But Tosafot has a little more global understanding of lachem. Lachem doesn't mean necessarily to me specifically. Lachem could be at least someone out there has potential to eat it. Namely, the Kohen or Levi. Now, the Kohen Levi, it's actually usher for them to eat this tevel. But the fact that he calls this shutvis, the Kohen and Levi has some chelik in this. There's this chuma. We'll get into a little further a little bit. But there's somehow this potential of the chuma that's in there, that's owned by the Kohen and Levi. There, we could view that as heter achila. Tosafot doesn't require lemaisa a heter achila, that right now you could eat it. The fact that there's potential to eat this esser.
And Rashi requires that what?
Lemaisa, you have, it has to be mamsha heter achila right now.
Why is, what would Rashi do with the base hillel shita of the mind?
Great. So we'll address that when we get to it. So I guess I'll say, in demai. I guess it's your answer. I'll say it now. How much, when the Chacham instituted the Isser to eat Demai, how much was that a Isser Gaber that I can eat it? Or no, they actually said this Chefs is now Asr. This is a Chefs shall Isser now. And it's inherent, it's no longer considered Shem Achila. That's an issue we'll get to in a sec. Not a second, we'll get to hopefully in a few days. So here Rashi thinks that, again, since me personally, I cannot eat it right now, it's Asr Achila Shel Tevel. So then it won't be considered lachem and it's disqualified to use the esok shel tevel. Tosafot, however, has a broader understanding of lachem. And since there's a potential to eat this esok shel tevel, this thing, because the Kohen Levi has a chelek in it, or because even I myself had the potential to eat it after I've taken truma and maestros, that's enough to qualify as lachem for Tosafot.
Yeah, I mean, why someone else, I understand the second way of understanding. You say that since the potential and the machlokes makes more sense over whether potential lachem is considered lachem or not. Basically, but the fact that someone else can eat it, like lachem, what? Like, okay, is heter achila? Someone else can eat it, but what has it really to me? Like, the second time makes it more like in terms of the word lachem. So even though I can't eat it right now, the fact that I could eat it later, so I'm still personally involved to make
the lachem. So sugyas we'll get to later on, we'll address it even further, but we did see some of this already when we discussed Tosafot's Rid and Shita Giburim in particular. And Shita Giburim said, Arlas Chutz La'aretz, it's also for me, the owner, to eat, but I could give it to somebody else to eat. And the fact that I could give it to somebody else to eat, that will be lachem. Lachem is defined in the chefsa. This chefsa has a shem achila to somebody out there. Lachem doesn't mean to you as we interpret it. It means it's a roi for someone out there.
So lachem isn't literal.
Exactly. Rashi thinks lachem is very literal, and Tosafot thinks he has a little more loose understanding of lachem. It doesn't have to be either. He thinks lachem is more expansive. It's about the object also. That's mutter to a Kohen and Levi, since a Kohen and Levi has a chelak in this. The chuma is ma'urav in this tevel. Is potential put mutter to the Kohen, or the fact that even to me myself, that potential is enough to make it mutter to me. But Rashi thinks you need lachem to me, and it has to be right now. The potential is not enough. And Jake asked a great question with demai. Demai is not mutter to me right now, it's just this potential that I could eat it. So why has Rashi been mechalik between the two? So he said, because the Isser demai, as we'll get to again in a few days, Isser demai is not inherent to the chefza. So Rashi is a little more leeway there, just in Isser Gabra. When it comes to Tevel, for sure there's an Isser in the Cheft. It's also to eat this Tevel. There's a Chalo Shem in the Cheft itself.
This is not such a strong thing, but to get to Demai, that process is so silly.
Ah. Very good.
It's
so,
not a great, I don't know, it's a great...
No, there's another answer maybe. Noah's saying that, let's say both of them are inherent. Isurim. But Noah suggested maybe to be mafkir nechassin, to relinquish rights, much easier to accomplish than to be mafresh. Mafresh, he's suggesting, is a strong amaisa. Now that's also an assumption. Is that really true? Hefker also could be understood as a kinyan. Hefker might be a real Maisa Kinnin and a real action, and no different than being Mafresh Truma. And you could be Mechalik the same way. Hefker might even be a stronger Maisa than Hafrasha, because as we spoke earlier in Seder, how much is Hafrasha's Truma? I'm sorry if I lost some people here. Just Hafrasha's Truma could be, how much is it really creating something new? A new Truma? Or no, Truma already exists in the Tevel. Hafrasha's Truma is simply being Matir. I'm being Megala, the Truma that exists. And I'm just being Matir, the rest of the Tevel to be eaten. The Truma might be actually a very low level Maisa, and Hefker might be a real strong Kinyan. So either way, but that's a good angle to look at things. How much is the actual Hefker versus Hafrasha's Truma? How much is that relevant into this comparison? So that's Shittas Rashi Tosos. They're arguing about Lachem in terms of the Heter Achila. Rashi thinks Lachem is possible because it's not Mutter Achila, and Tosos has to use a different shot in the Gemara, or a different shot of there is Shutvis. The Ra'ah. Right, the Ra'ah also learned, like Tosos and Rashi, that only Demai is subject to the Machlokis based Hilo Beis Shammai. When it comes to Tevel, Tevel Vada is Aser. He agrees to Rashi and Tosos, but what's the reason? So he says both reasons of Rashi and Tosos. He says, Geles Be Heter Achila, Velo Din Mamon, you cannot eat Tevel, and he also says actually there's no Din Mamon, which I didn't realize until right now, actually, which he'd be arguing on Rashi, because Rashi says it does have a Din Mamon. He says there's no Heter Achila, there's no Din Mamon, and also Din Mamon Kohen V'Levi Yesh Pesocho. And also Kohen and Levi have a Chelek in it, it's also considered Shutvis. So you had both Rashi and Tosos' explanation why Demai is Pater. Because again, there's no Heter Achila like Rashi, and also because Shutvis. He has this line, which I'm just realizing right now, that also ain't Bo Din Mamon, while Rashi said Yesh Bo Din Mamon. At this point, I don't know what to do with that. Anyone suggestions? I didn't think of it till now. I have to think about that. But, Right. Rashi says, Mutter B'Hana. Okay. Fine. So that's Shittas Ra'ah. And the other, Rishon talk about other reasons why Tevel might be possible based on things we said earlier. Rabbam says that Esek has to be a pre. We said this before, it has to be a pre. That's why Arla, Esek Shal Arla is possible, because it's not considered a pre. So to an Esek Shal Tevel would not be considered a pre as well, because it's not Mutter B'Achila right now. And then the Ravam Nahar, which we said earlier as well, it's possible Midin Hikriveu Nalef Chasecha. He brought this other pasuk because when it comes to Dal Minim, it's viewed as a carbon of some sort, and any mum would disqualify it. So he brings this source that Esek Shal Tevel, I think he applies it to Esek Shal Tevel, I think he says it here, it's possible midin that possible. Who actually says it's allowed to be used? You can use an esrog shel tevel. Ramban, right? Ramban, the Ran, and the Yudzayinim and Af B'Daf Harif, he says it's permitted to use tevel. He says, in fact, that's the reason why tevel was not on the list of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said every other possible psul. Shema Shatahora, Shema Tumeya, Arla, Demai. Tevel is in there. Tosus says, oh, Tevel wasn't there because that was obvious. Was it really so obvious? Ramban says it wasn't there because it's actually mutter to be used. We're only listing psulim. We're not saying it's mutter to use an esrog shachulin. That's obvious. We don't list things that are kosher. We only list things that are possible. And the very fact that it wasn't on the list of the Mishnah psulim, that's one of the reasons why the Ramban thinks it's possible. Sorry, it's kosher. So what's the reason? Doesn't Kohen and Levi, don't they have a chelek in this? Isn't it shutvis? Shouldn't it be possible because of lachem? Shouldn't it be possible because there's no heter achila like Rashi? So the Ramban only addresses the first question of, it's not viewed as shutvis here. We don't view the Kohen and Levi's chelek as shutvis. Why not? Kevin shayachol lasalik haKohen v'haLevi be'esrog d'alma. You don't have to give him this esrog. You give him another esrog.
Assuming you have
multiple esrogim. Right. So you give him another esrog. He doesn't have a chelik in each and every single esrog. And what does Raya? What's Raya Gary from the Gemara in Yesh Nochen? He also brings the same Raya. Tosa brings a Raya from the Gemara in Babasa for his purposes, and then Ramban brings the Gemara in Babasa for his purposes. He says, "Oh, it's no different than the Tusa Bias." Ba'achin shekanu esrog b'Tusa Bias. The Chalheichadika esrog l'chalachavachar yachalit lo la'atzma. Whenever everyone has their own esrog. so I can take it for myself. And Bais comparing to that case of Tuzas the Bais. So what's this machlokas, Ramban tells us about whether or not you view shutvis, tevel shutvis. So a number of people during Seder were, I think, machaving to some of the lumness that goes on here in terms of the tevel. Yeah. Gary was? Gary's machaving to Gary and Jake. Yoni was? Who else spoke to me about that? Who else? Oh, you guys were. Yeah. No, Jeremy were talking about it also, right? Yeah, okay. I'm sure other people were also. They just didn't tell me about it. So, the Isser Tevel, the Asman Daraisa discusses this at length. The Asman Daraisa, Yosef Engel, Rabbi Leibowitz's favorite Svarim, one of Rabbi Shechter's favorite Svarim, the Asman Daraisa, Cloud Bays. He has, 27 Chalakim, Chalalim here. And the second Cloud, he discusses the Isser Tevel and the Isser Truma. So he has two different Hakiras. The first Hakira he raises is he wants to understand the Isser Truma. Isser Tevel exists, that's an Isser Daraisa. How much is the Isser Truma that comes after your Mafresh Truma? Once again, Isser Tevel is also to be eaten by everybody. Your Mafresh Truma, this Truma is only Mutter to Kohen, it's also to everybody else. He wants to know how much is that Isser Truma a continuation of the original Isser Tevel, or it's an entirely new Isser. It is, again, Isser Tevel is Mutter to everybody. When your Mafresh Truma, it still remains the same Isser, there's just a special Heter for Kohen. But it's really the same Isser. It's under the same category, the same Los Asa, if you will. Or no, it's an entirely new Isser. V'harai, that's an entirely new Isser. That this is much to the Kohen, and the Tevel wasn't also to the Kohen. The two different Isserim. That's the first Hakir he raised in Cloud Bays. And some of the riots he brings is as follows. He says, I'll just summarize some of the issues. Both them, Tevel and Truma, are the Onesh's Mises Bidei Shemayim. They're very similar. The Onesh is the same thing. So he wants to say, maybe that might be a Raya that they are the same. He brings a Tosus and Yevamos, Daf Samach Vavam and Beis, Sofdir Maschil Lo. He says that there's an Isser to get rid of, to get rid of Truma entirely. And how do you know that? The source is learned out from Tevel. Just like by Tevel, you cannot get rid of it. You can't burn it or get rid of the Isser Tevel. Avoid getting a Hanah from it. So too, it's also to do the same thing, to burn Truma Tahora without getting any Hanah. The purpose of Truma is to get Hanah, to give it to the Kohen. You can't get rid of that. And again, we learn Truma from Tevel. So Rav Yosef Engel thinks it must be Tosfos assumes they're the same thing. The fact that you're learning one from the next. He brings other very interesting Ryan Yushalmi. It's a little too involved to get right now. But that's another source he brings. The Rush in the Dharm says the following. When you're Matvis a Nether, when you want to make a Nether, I'm Oter Hanah from so-and-so. So, you want to sometimes matvis, you want to cling and compare it to an existing Isser already, or something else. Just like, Chaz is usher to me, so too this person, I can't get enough from this. So the Rush says, you can't be matvis on something that is in an Isser Olam, then it's usher forever. It has to be some type of other, another Isser that an Isser was created. Not something that's usher li Olam, that you cannot be matvis. It has to be a new created Isser. So he says it must be that Truma is also an Isser Meikara. You cannot be Matvis on a Truma. Because Truma also was an Isser Olam. Why was it an Isser Olam? Because before Truma was Asr to, before it became Truma now, it was Asr in the state of Tevel. It was a seamless transition from Tevel to Truma. We don't view Truma as a new state of Truma now. We view Truma as a continuation of Tevel, so therefore it was always Asr. When you took the Tevel into your house, it was Asr Tevel, and now it continues to be Asr Midin Truma. Oh, it's Mutter Tor Kohen. It's a special Heter. But it's really one continuous Isser. That's what the Rush says. Mi Matvis. It means when you want to create a Neder, sometimes you create a Neder, you want to compare, just like your Asr to Chazer, let's say, your Asr to get Hanah from something else. So you can only certain types of things work when you're being Matvis on it, when you like Toface. To grab onto that. So one of the criteria the Rush says is it has to be something that's not Asr Li'olam. Something that was Asr Meikar won't work for these purposes. The Rav Yosef Engel says this is not necessarily the best Raya because Eina Hanami, Isser Tevel and now Isser Truma, they're not necessarily connected, but at the same time there was never a moment of time it was Mutter. So that would still be considered an Isser Meikara. It was continuous Isser. There's never a moment of Heter, but that does not necessarily mean that they're the same Isser, though. He rejects that Raya. Then he goes on to explain the other side, that maybe it's very possible that it's an Isser Chadash. Isser Truma is different than the original Isser Tevel. One of the Rayas he brings is a man to Amar Rav, an Amor in Sanhedrin, who says that is normally a Zar, She'achol Truma, most Paskin it's Chayv Mises Bidei Shemayim. Rav says, no, when a Zar eats Truma, he's Chayv Malkos, when he eats Tevel, Mises Bidei Shemayim. There's an Amor out there who thinks there's two different Onshim. That might highlight for Rav, and perhaps others as well, that it's not entirely the same. Then Rav Yosef Engel flips everything on his head. He says, no, that's not the question. Originally, he wanted to know how to understand Isser Truma. Is Isser Truma continuous from Isser Tevel or not? End up rejecting the Chakira. The Chakira really should be phrased as follows. We want to understand Isser Tevel. Is Isser Tevel Usser because the Truma Shemurabo? When I bring in the fruit from my house and I've got a Mimafish Truma, do we view that Truma, that Tevel rather, that there's Truma in these fruits? Within each and every fruit, there's some Truma that's Mu'urabo, that's mixed in it. And that's why there's an Isser Tevel, because the Truma Shebo? Or there's no Truma at all when I bring this in. I create the Truma. When I bring the fruit to my house, there's no Truma at all. The only reason why it's Usser and there's an Isser Tevel, because there's a chiyuv for me to mafresh it. In order to ensure that I mafresh this Truma, the Torah said there's Usser midin Tevel. Again, the first way is that when I bring the fruit to my house, there's already Truma in it. And because of the Truma that exists in these fruits, which I don't know yet which ones have Truma, but since there is Truma somewhere mixed in all these fruits, that creates an Isser Tevel. And when I mafresh a Truma, I'm megala to you which ones are Truma, which aren't. That is matter the Tevel. But the Isser Tevel is only because of the Truma that's Me'urabo, or alternatively, there's no Truma at all within this. The reason why there's an Isser Tevel is because there's a Chiv Hafrasha on my part. I, the Yisrael, I have got a mafresh Truma, and because of that Chiv Hafrasha, that's why there's an Isser Tevel. Those are the two approaches. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it's well known, other Achronim and Rishonim also weighed in on this Chakira. In fact, there's a Rashi in Yevamos Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, which says this pretty explicitly, that Tevel is Aser Mishum Chuma Shebo. Because there is Chuma within it, that's why it's Aser. And Tosus there in Yevamos asks, if that's really the case, if the reason why Itzer Tevel is Aser because of the Chuma, a Kohen should be mutter to eat it. The whole reason for the Isser of Tevel is because of the Chuma. So just like a Kohen can eat Chuma, the Kohen should be able to eat Isser Tevel. That's Tosus' question. How do we answer Tosus' question? So Yosef Engel mechadish the following. He says something we discussed yesterday already, and Jake was getting on, that how much is Chuma compared to Kachim? Hope everyone's with me. It's a little, you didn't see this inside, but how much is Chuma similar to Kachim? So he says as follows, just like by Kachim, you cannot eat from the animal until I've done all the avoda. I've got to do shechita, and I've got to do zrika, I've got to do haktara, putting the animals and limbs on the mizbeach. And after I've done all that, only afterwards is it mutter for the kohen, or baal in certain cases, to eat it. Beforehand it's asr, and afterwards it's mutter. He says chuma is no different according to Rashi. Chuma beforehand is asr to be eaten, even by a kohen, but afterwards it's mutter to be eaten by a kohen. Right, even though the Chuma is Me'urabo. Again, a carbon, it can be Asr beforehand and Mutter afterwards. Why can't Chuma be any different? It's Asr before I've done the action, and it's Mutter after I've done the action. It's the same exact thing. That's how Rav Yosef Engel explains Shita's Rashi. Now, in the end of the day, he brings Rise back and forth. He quotes the Gemara Nida, that seems to be pretty clear. Nida, Dav Zayim and Aleph, that seems to be explicit that really Chuma is Me'urabo. Everyone agrees that when you have Tevel, there's Truma that exists there. And I have to just reveal where that Truma is. That's how he concludes. So what's Machlokes Rashi Tosfos and Yevamos? Right, Rashi says the reason why the Isser Tevel is because the Truma Shebo, and Tosfos says, no, that can't be, because then a Kohen should be able to eat it. Even though they both agree that Truma is there, they argue about what is the Isser Tevel created from. Does the Truma Shemur Bo create the Isser Tevel? Or is Isser Tevel created from the Chiv HaFrasha on the person? Again, Bivitzius, everyone agrees that Chuma is Me'urav in Tevel. They just want to know, is the Isser created because of that Shuma? Or the Isser is only because there's a Chiv Afrasha?
So the whole, just a side point.
Yeah.
The whole thing about Shuma and Kachim, that was to get to the last point?
The whole, it goes on the side point. He wants to try to explain. He ended up rejecting all of that. He may agree that in that the end, but I didn't want to get too involved in the Kachim stuff. It's actually a great piece in terms of understanding Achilas Kachim. How much do you view Achilas Kachim? When a Kohen eats Kachim, do we view him as eating Yishulchan Kavoa Kazachu? He's actually eating, he's in place of the Mizbeach, if you will, and his eating is not viewed as an Achilas Hedyo.
Okay.
He's doing the Maisa Achila, but viewed as Achilas Mizbeach? Or no, when he actually eats it, it ends up being Achilas Hedyo. It's a very interesting piece, but not so much for our issues right now. I want to just check, because it itself is it's complicated. I want to just focus on the Tevel Shuma Chakiro. What comes out of the Aspen Deraisa for our purposes now is, how much do we view the Shuma when it's in the state of Tevel, is Shuma there already? Now, if Shuma is there already in the state of Tevel, then that's Shutfus. Ratosa says, why is Esrog Shal Tevel Aser? Because Shutfus. Because a Kohen and Levi have a chelek bo. That's exactly what the Aspen Deraisa is dealing with. If you view Tevel, that there's Shuma Me'urav bo, that the Shuma of the Kohen and the Meiser, not Meiser, the Shuma of the Kohen is Me'urav bo, that's why the Kohen is a chelek in it, and that's why it's Shutfus. That's Pshat and Tosfos. And what would the Ramban say? Ramban would say, no, we don't view this as Shutfus. Isser Tevel, the state of Tevel has no Truma Shemura bo. The Truma only comes about when I am Mafresh Truma. When I say I'm taking this 1/40th, I've created Truma. There's no Truma before this. Since I created the Truma, we cannot view Shutfus. During the state of Tevel, we cannot view that as Shutfus. The Kohen has no Chelek until I've created the Truma.
We thought it was the opposite. Since the Kohen and the Levi could come, he could take his esrog, and I'll take my esrog. So that creates. So since Truma is Merubo, that esrog is now already designated to the Kohen, and without me actually doing a Maisa Afrasha, therefore that esrog is designated to the Kohen. So my esrog therefore becomes Lachem. That's how the Ramban learned. And the Ran also then says. About Tevel, came the Osir Be Achi Yafrosh Olav Makom Acher. The Ran says no. It has the status of Tevel, which is Osir. And the Ran says the only reason, and then therefore Tevel is Osir because you have to go and be Mafresh, and you have to go and be Mafresh the Esrog Shel the Truma Samaiser. We learned the opposite.
I didn't follow all that.
Let's
say like an esrog.
The fact that
I can be masalik him with another esrog.
Fact that there's truma and mas in the tevel already, even without you being mafresh in it, therefore it's exactly like the case of the shnei achim and the bias, because one brother could just walk in and say this esrog is mine.
But doesn't that show that there's no shutfus though? The fact that I can have this exclusive with no one else having a chelak in it.
It shows no shutfus because it's just like there are two esrogim there. It's just like the case with the brothers in the house, there are two esrogim. That if I have a whole bunch of whatever the thing, of say esrogim, right? It's exactly the same thing as the two brothers in the house. There are a lot of esrogim, so this one was for the Kohen, this one's for Levi, and this one's mine.
But we don't view each esrog as this mixture of Truma and Chulin Shabbat. This esrog right now, there's no Shutfus right now. The Kohen is a Mechelek, and this Kohen. Right. There might be an Isser to do a Frasha, but he doesn't have a Chelek in this. I can have Lachem here. And what's the Raya? The fact that I could pay him off with another Esrog. This could still be considered Lachem, even before I've done that, though.
Right, but only because because the other Esrogim could have been theirs. I mean, if you don't say it like that, then why am I allowed to take...
When we say Chuma Mu'ura Bo, how do we understand this? The way I'm understanding it is that each and every Esrog, every part of this Tevel, is mixed entirely with everything. There's part Truma and part Chulun. So, that's Shutfus.
Within each Esrog, there actually is a part Truma.
Right.
So we understand that, no. Within your whole thing of Tevel, you had some... This green one is Tevel. this yellow one is Truma, and this other one is whatever. Meaning each one has its own status. You have to be Megala which one is which by a Frasha.
How did you learn Tosos then?
We learn Tosos like the opposite. That it's not Truma Shema Guru Bo.
But then why is it Shitfist then?
Because since there's no Truma Shema Guru Bo, there's no
Since they're all the same thing, then like why should
you're
this
all Meshutafin the same? You're all Meshutafin the same thing.
Okay, so what we're arguing about is how to understand the Shitvis particularly here. How much is Shitvis in each and every item, 50-50, or is this global, corporation?
Since you haven't been Makash in anything, everyone is also to it to begin with. Mm-hmm. Everyone's should have been in all of it.
Some are going to be mine, some are going to be yours. Yeah. So it's like we're all like one party.
In the Chakira, according to Tosos. In our Chakira, that way it was the way Tosos.
So we're arguing about Shitvis, and the Nachman is how you apply Ramban Tosos.
Okay.
I understood the first way I said it. I hear what you're saying as well. I'll have to think about that a little bit. Again, I thought classically the way Shitvis is understood by Chuma was that each and every item had a chelik in it. Right. But again, I know in general Shitvis, that's a discussion. Shaim Ochus Metalis. How do you view Shaim Ochus Metalis? First mission Baba Tzia. How do you understand Shitvis? So yeah, I do. I hear what you're saying. I'll think about that a little more. I think it makes sense. I'll have to look back and see which one they're actually working with.
Can you explain it again?
Yeah, that each Esrog has a chelak of a Kohen and Yisrael mixed up.
According to who are you talking with
it? So Tosfos. That's what the Shitvis. So this Esrog, we both have a half and half. So that's Shitvis. Ramban says no, we don't have a Shitvis in this Esrog. There's an obligation that I've got to pay the Kohen with some Esrog. So I pay him with that other Esrog over there. But there's no Chuma Me'ura Bo. He doesn't have a Chelek in my Esrog. It's a Chiv HaFrasha. A Chiv Nesina. That's how I understood it. And Gary and apparently Yoni and Jake also along thought it was the other way. Gary has another point, yeah?
Yeah, just who do you think the Ran takes
us to? Learning the way I was saying, so the Tosos thought, Tosos is a bias, this case of the Yerusha where the father dies and leaves over the Nechassim before it gets divvied up. So Tosos compares Tosos is a bias to Esser, shouts out to Tevel. He thinks they're both Shitzvis. You have a chelik in each and every item. And the Ramban thinks, no, he compared it to his bias that there's no Shitzvis at all. Just like by Tevel, the Kohen has no chelik, so to his bias, no one owns any chelik. It's out there for everybody to figure out, but no one has a chelik in each and every single one. If I take it myself, it's considered lachem by Tosfos bias. Because no one else, until I take it, no one has a chelik. It's kind of just in limbo. So with that being said, the Ran's Mechalik. The Ran says, the Ramban, I agree with you by Tosfos bias. So there's no Shitvis by Tosfos bias because it's in limbo state until someone actually divvies it up. But when it comes to Tevel, Tevel's Shitvis. You can't use Tevel. I think that's what he says. The Ran rejects the Ramban, his Raya. It says, Esok Shel Achin, the case of Tosfos bias, shiny. Since their das was that each and every single one take whichever one they want, shayir telasmo, have the kididay. It's like his. Everyone could take whatever they want. That's what we agreed on. Here's the nechassim, and we agreed we're not going to have a chelik in it. The das was whoever takes it can take it, and it's all theirs. When it comes to tevel, so that's really shutvis. That's how I understood it. Okay, fine. We have 2 minutes here. So I guess just to say we had two questions on the Ramban. The Ramban, we just explained why. You had a question?
No.
Ramban, we just explained why the Ramban didn't learn like Tosfos, why he didn't think they're Shutvis. It's based on their understanding of Tevel in general, whether Tevel is Shutvis or not. We had two opposite ways to explain it. We also had another question, why doesn't he learn like Rashi? Rashi says the reason why Esek Shel Tevel is Aser because there's no Heter Achila. So why can the Ramban say Esek Shel Tevel is Aser because there's no Heter Achila? So their kapas tomorrow answers, since there's a heter al yidei hafrasha shuma, it's considered lachem. We explained earlier, Rashi and Tosfos were arguing about lachem. How much does lachem have to be specific to the person? How much do we view potential? So he was kind of saying what you asked, that Ramban says it's no different than demai. Just like demai, e mafkir, e boy mafkir nechasim, if I want, I can be mafkir my nechasim and it's roi to me. So to here, the kapas tomorrow explains, Ramban thinks the same type of migo exists. If I want, I'm able to be mafish shuma and meiser, and this tevel will be butter to me. So the Ramban would seem to be like similar to Rashi, that it has to be specific to me. Lachem is the gavra himself, but he's a little more expansive than Rashi. While Rashi thinks that you don't view these these migos are good enough. Ramban allows for migos. The potential to do something is enough to consider lacham. So I guess we'll stop here.